This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to Ron Segi Today, live all across the USA and around the world. My first guest, the second hour, is really a cool guy. I always like when he's here. He, along with Matt Eisman, are the host of American Ninja Warriors on NBC. My friend Agbar Bajabiamila. Ed Meyer will be joining us on the show. He's with the Ripley's, believe it or not. Since we're in the midst of a presidential campaign, we're going to talk about some of the memorabilia and artifacts that Ripley has in many of its locations around the world. And the one country sensation, what a lady, Rhonda Vincent will be here. She's going to be performing November and December at Andy Williams Moon River Theater. And Mike Limburger discussing fraud in the government assistance move. This is one you got to hear. And that's coming up this hour with Ron Segi.
This is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Segi Today. Our next guest hasn't been with us in a while, but boy, I tell you, what a nice man he is, and a very successful gentleman, I might add, too. He's part of the hosting team of NBC's three-time Emmy Award-nominated competition series, American Ninja Warrior, which, by the way, started its new season just a couple of weeks ago. It's Mondays at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 Central Time on NBC. Joining us right now is Agbar Bajabiamila. Hello, Agbar. How are you?
Ron, I'm doing so good. So glad to be back. You nailed the last name, as always. I thought you might be a little rusty, but you nailed it.
Okay, Agbar, I got to be honest with you, okay? I've been practicing this thing since midnight, okay? And I must confess, I went back to our last interview, and I listened to it 117 times, and I got this. I could be the guy that introduced you now. I could do it so good. Agbar Bajabiamila, right?
Yep, there you go. You got it.
You are right, though, because when I listened to the last interview we did, you said once you say it and get used to it, it's very easy. It's the spelling that really kind of throws you off, but if you can get past the spelling. I love the story that you told me one time that in school you just waited for them to call the name Maria Garcia, and you knew you were next.
That's right, yeah. Wow, yeah, because I went to school with Maria Garcia, and so I was just, that's me. I knew G-A and then G-B. Yep, I got it. That's me. Don't even say it, because I knew that they were going to screw it up, and all the kids were going to laugh.
Agbar, tell everybody your full name.
It's Agbar Oluwakemi Idowu Bajabiamila. Now, that's 32 letters, and if you see them all together, you're going to go like, whoa. Yeah. I love when I get pulled over by the cops. Well, actually, I don't love it when I get pulled over. It's not fun.
Say, yeah, right.
But when I have gotten pulled over, it's always a thing that kind of, like, pauses them, and they go, their eyebrows go, hold on, what? Like, who am I pulling over? So there's always, like, a little pause in between, and hopefully it sparks a conversation, like, hold on, how do you say this? If I teach you how to say, will you not give me the ticket for
right.
for crossing over to?
Well, you know, it's amazing. You told me this one time. Your first name, Agbar, means great, and your last name, Bajabiamila, means big man, come save me. So you are a great big man, come save me.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Wow.
I have to live up to that, as my father told me so many times.
You know, let's talk about the show. This is an unbelievable show. First of all, everybody knows that you played 5 years in the NFL with the Raiders, the Chargers, the Dolphins, and you hosted NFL's NFL Fantasy Live. So many things. You got a new book, Everyone Can Be Ninja. I don't know about that. That's a nice try, at least, you know, to aspire to that. But tell us about this season, because it's a show that absolutely amazes me and disappoints me that I couldn't even do the announcing for the show, let alone be one of the contestants. I mean, this is a tough show to be a participant in.
Well, I'll tell you, Ron, this year was really tough in that we thought that we weren't going to be able to pull off the season. We were actually supposed to start filming. We had the course set up in Los Angeles back in March, March 11th. We were supposed to start filming. And then we got the news that the NBA decided to cancel their season, and then everything else just started to kind of, the dominoes started to fall from there. And so what was supposed to be the start of a brand new season, going around to Washington, D.C. and all these new cities, we had to shut down. And for 4 months, we were really unsure what was going to happen, how we were going to film. As the things were unfolding and the counts of COVID-19 were just constantly going up, and we thought, whoa, like this is scary. But kudos to NBC, A. Smith Production, for really making the adaptation to this new normal, so to speak, and really being able to create a safe environment for us to film. This year, we're filming in St. Louis in Dome of America, and we're inside this beautiful 80,000 feet stadium where we are the only ones there. It's just the ninjas and the camera crew and the hosts, and we're there filming the special season of American Ninja Warrior. Now, we had 350,000 square feet to kind of spread everything out so we could all be socially distant, but we're the first show on NBC to tape during the pandemic. And what they've done in creating these safety protocols for us to be able to shoot, no fans, which was different. That was the new thing, and that's the thing that you're going to see. But we were able to bring in fans virtually via, obviously, you know, the virtual community. And then we were able to have some of the ninjas there. We created teams of three, where we had a captain, and then their support team would be able to be there on the sideline physically, socially distanced, to be able to support them as they made their way through this brutal and a brutal, crazy obstacle. And I think, you know, as a side note, the people who designed, you know, our team who designed the obstacles and the course this year, they had extra time to really come up with something diabolical. And, like, we have an obstacle this year called Corkscrew. And when you see it, you're going to be like, hold on. The centrifugal force, I mean, that comes out of this one obstacle. I mean, you go, what? I mean, you're just dizzy just watching it. It's that difficult, that hard. It's the hardest thing I've ever seen on American Ninja Warrior, and we have other obstacles like that this year. So it's pretty cool to see these ninjas who, you know, they too were uncertain if they were going to compete this year. And so some of them didn't know how to train. Some of them couldn't train because the gyms were shut down. But yet, they stepped up to the challenge. They stepped up on that platform ready to compete for this special season.
You know, I watch the show. I'm a fan. You know that. But the thing that really gets me is that you really do, and I guess it's because of you and Matt, you really have the excitement even without the audience in the studio. And, of course, the show is just filled with excitement. The winner will earn $100,000. But, Akbar, how do you find these people?
Well, they find, I think it used to be where we try to find them, and now they find us. And I think because they've seen it, it's become such a huge community. It's inspired so many people, and I think people want to tell their story, but people also want to show how they can overcome. And then people want to be challenged. I think that's the thing. And people often ask me, well, where does this excitement and this energy come from? And for me, it comes from the idea that, you know, I was once a professional athlete, but, you know, to be fair, I wasn't the biggest name. I played amongst some big names, but Jerry Rice and Kemp Brown and Bill Romanowski and some of these Hall of Fame athletes, LaDainian Tomlinson. But if I made a play, when I made a play, my story wasn't as relevant as theirs. And so I told myself whenever I had that opportunity, I was going to make sure that I told the stories of those who would be considered quote-unquote big and those who would be considered quote-unquote small, that all of them have a fascinating story and the one that I was very, very interested in. So I take my time to really get to know these athletes and why they're there, what makes them so special. I think back to just our last episode with Paulina Vila,
yeah,
who is a frontline worker. She's on the front lines of this pandemic, and she steps away from that for just a second to be, having been separated from her family because of self-quarantining, and to be able to come out, compete on the show. And on top of that, she's 4'11". And we don't have a lot of 4'11" ninjas on the show. And you can imagine just the challenges with that alone. So she has the obstacle within the obstacle within the obstacle and still comes out there to compete. And when you see that, you can't help but to see yourself and Paulina Vila because you see, hey, you know what? I have my challenges as well, whether it's a physical challenge, whether it's a health challenge, whatever it might be.
I watch you get involved with this show because I think you have an empathy with these people because of your experience and your background in sports. And I think that's one of the many successes that you bring to the program. Do you still going to do now the American Ninja Warrior Jr.?
Well, you know, right now, you know, it's been such a big hit with the young kids. And so because of, obviously, the pandemic, there's still a lot of adjustments that we need to make to be able to pull off another season of American Ninja Warrior Jr. So at this point, there is no real clear date, yeah, as to when American Ninja Warrior Jr. is coming back. But let me tell you, these kids, it didn't stop them from being inspired. And I've gotten so many letters and I've gotten so many Instagrams and Twitter posts about how their kids are just turning the entire house into Ninja Warrior obstacles. Stair rails and door frames and couches and kitchens have all turned into Ninja Warrior obstacles.
That's funny. Well, look, we're going to be watching. Again, everybody, it's Monday nights, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 Central on NBC, the new season of American Ninja Warriors. And our guest has been my friend Akbar Bajabiamila. And Akbar, please come back. You're a great guest, and I'm glad that I finally got the name right. It's so important to me to get a name right like that. And now it's easy. I'm going to go to bed tonight knowing that Bajabiamila is on my mind.
Ray Ron. And look, you've already said it 3 or 4 times. It's going to be seared in your brain forever.
That's for sure. Thank you so much, Akbar, and we look forward to having you back, my friend, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Akbar Bajabiamila, and he's one of the hosts of that hit show on NBC, American Ninja Warrior, along with Matt Iseman. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're back live nationwide and around the world with Ron Zedgy today. And speaking about around the world, our guest has traveled around the world collecting unusual stories and unbelievable artifacts to Phil Ripley's Believe It or Not. For the past 35 years, Edward Meyer, who's the Vice President of Exhibits and Archives, have been doing that. We're in the midst of a presidential election. Thought it appropriate to talk about some of the stories and facts with regards to presidential trivia. Ed Meyer joins us on the show. Hi, Ed. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having us on.
Talking about Abraham Lincoln and his pet turkey in the White House, you got some other stories about good old Abe, don't you?
Well, Abraham Lincoln is my favorite president, and I say that with a little bit of caution because I'm not an American. I'm a Canadian, so my opinion really doesn't count, but
Well, we appreciate the input.
Everything about Abraham Lincoln fascinates me.
Sure, absolutely. Well, I understand that he had written over a million words during his during the presidency or in his lifetime, because that's more words than were written by Shakespeare.
Or in the entire Bible. And I was going to say, this is not including any kind of private correspondence, you know, not letters to his son or his wife or whatever, but this is all public printed material while president. 1,078,365 words, which is about almost a whole 100,000 more than are in the Bible, and about 50,000 more than in all of Shakespeare. So I think of Lincoln as, you know, the great orator, but truly he's the great writer. Piggybacking on that, there are more books about Abraham Lincoln than any other individual except Napoleon.
Wow.
Or on any other subject except the Bible and Napoleon. So the third most popular thing to write about is Abraham Lincoln. At last count, more than 14,000 books. So you could, in theory, have a library of just material on Abraham Lincoln. And if you added his own writings to it, you'd probably have a pretty big library.
What about some 20th century presidents like Teddy Roosevelt, Woodrow Wilson, FDR, Truman, Eisenhower?
Well, if we go to Teddy Roosevelt, I think it's relatively well known that the teddy bear was named after him, but I don't think many people realize ladies' lingerie, the teddy, is also named after Teddy Roosevelt.
I didn't know that.
And one of the things he's most famous for, in addition to the teddy bear, the Roosevelt Rough Riders. And there was a very, very popular toy before the teddy bear, Teddy riding on a horse, and the horse rears up mechanically. And today, that is one of the most collectible presidential pieces of memorabilia. Anybody out there listening that's got a Teddy Roosevelt plush toy horse, Ripley's would be interested in getting another one. We've only ever seen two, and we have one in our collection at this point.
Is that the statue that you many times see in the Oval Office? And I know Ronald Reagan had it, and I think Clinton had it. Is that the same statue you're talking about?
The same pose, but as a children's plush animal, dating from 1901, 1902 type era.
In your opinion, Ed, and I'm sure that you have so much to draw from, what is the strangest story
that you ever heard about a president?
Oh, boy. Well, this may be not exactly answering your question, but I'm going to relate to, again, one of the exhibits that we actually own on display in our auditorium in Baltimore. Again, I think everybody at this point in history knows that Lincoln was assassinated by John Wilkes Booth in the Ford Theater. Booth comes up from behind, shoots Lincoln in the head, jumps over the balcony, and lands on the stage.
Right.
Well, a Derringer falls out of his vest pocket and is found on the stage. Now, Derringer, I think, again, a lot of people realize it's a small gun if it fits in your pocket, but it's a particular style of gun made by a gentleman named Derringer, who
right.
is one of the foremost gun makers in history and certainly probably the number one at that time. So people found this gun as Booth leaves the theater, runs out the back door. The gun is found. So for over 100 years, it was assumed that that gun was the gun that shot Abraham Lincoln. Again, you probably know exactly how many days later, but when they finally shoot Booth down in a standoff, they find a matching pistol in his arsenal when they capture him. Two pistols are identical. They were made as a match pair, one for each vest pocket. But until 1972, modern-day ballistics, 107 years later, no one was sure which pistol actually killed him. And most people, you know, believed it was the one that was found in the Ford Theater. We own that gun on display in our museum in Baltimore, beautifully inscribed by Mr. Derringer to Mr. Booth. Beautiful silver work. 1972... it was discovered by ballistics that the other gun is the real gun. And, of course, today that can be seen in the Ford Theater.
In the Ford Theater, yeah.
Really cool piece of history. It is one of the most beautiful guns. Nice little velvet pouch that it fits in. And what a unique piece of our Americana.
Yeah, I saw that. And how many locations of Ripley, believe it or not, are there? I know that there's one right near my studio here in Orlando, but worldwide, how many?
Worldwide, 31 in 10 countries, 18 in the United States, 4 in Florida. And our very first, oldest museum, 1950 we opened, so 65 years plus, St. Augustine, Florida, America's oldest town, is also America's oldest Ripley's, believe it or not.
And you rotate these artifacts so that people have an opportunity to see them in this country or overseas?
Well, we do, certainly. We try to have something new in every museum every year to get repeat tourists. But we're also adding to our collection every day.
Yeah.
Change out a few of the old ones and keep adding new ones.
That's great. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to donate this microphone that we did this interview on to the Ripley, Believe It or Not, Museum so that you can have, and I can have, a everlasting presence at that one, okay?
That'd be great. And you know, honestly, that's a big appeal for a lot of people, to be able to say that they're in a Ripley's Believe It or Not book, or more specifically,
oh, yeah.
in a Ripley's Believe It or Not auditorium, is usually their 15 minutes of fame.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree with you. And you got one of the world's best jobs.
Thank you.
Please come back, and maybe one day we'll go down and do a remote broadcast from the one here in Orlando.
That'd be great. I'd love to do it. And anytime, we're always happy to talk on the radio.
Thank you very much.
All right. Well, as a local guy, you're probably aware of it, but if you want a real big dose of presidential history, Claremont has the President's Museum, run by a gentleman named John Zweifel, has the world's largest miniature version of the White House, a spectacular exhibit.
Yeah, I've been there several times. I know, John, and you're right. You're absolutely right. And, you know, it's tucked away in a little bedroom community, but it's very nicely done.
Beautiful piece.
Edward Meyer, Vice President of Exhibits and Archives for Ripley's, Believe It or Not, all across the USA and around the world. Thank you so much, Ed, and I appreciate it. We'll look forward to having you back.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I've had Ed on the show several times over the years, and I just cannot get enough of talking to him. And how cool is it to be able to know all of those backstories at Ripley's, Believe It or Not? If you get a chance to go visit one, do it. They are unbelievable, or not. We'll be back with more with Ron Segi today.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
After the passing of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, protesters gathered outside the home of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell in Louisville, Kentucky. McConnell has pledged to move forward in finding a replacement for Ginsburg before the election. Democrats want to wait till after. West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin.
I don't want to get involved in this debate until at least Justice Ginsburg and her family have had time to mourn and celebrate and reflect.
Senator Susan Collins says we should wait until after the election. President Trump disagrees.
Well, I totally disagree with her. We have an obligation. We won. And we have an obligation as the winners to pick who we want.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
next guest, five-time Grammy nominee. And what a voice. Joining us right now is Rhonda Vincent. Hi, Rhonda. How are you, dear?
Well, hello. I appreciate that.
Well, I just found out today, I saw it on Facebook, that you're going to be at the Andy Williams Theater in Branson, Missouri, November and December. And I have been on that stage at Andy Williams Theater with my dear late friend Andy Williams many times. It's a fantastic theater. And I appreciate you being here. I went down all the stuff that you've done in the music business. It is sensational. Five-time Grammy nominee and worked with some of the greats, including the likes of Willie Nelson, and warmed up the audiences for George Jones. And I mean, the list goes on and on and on. But I guess the question on this new CD that you have out right now, which, by the way, has six bluegrass songs, six country songs, all along, I could not help but think, and I know you've been living with this for a long time, some people, it's kind of like that Donnie Marie thing, a little bit of country or a little bit of bluegrass. So people tell you, well, you're bluegrass, and then you go into the country, and it's been something that's been kind of an inner turmoil for you for a long time, so we need to set the record straight.
That's right. You know, this new project, Only Me, is an illustration of that. I've been waiting to create this. So finally it's here. You know, when I grew up in a musical family up in northern Missouri, my hometown, Greentop, Missouri, and, you know, growing up in my family, as a teenager, people said, when I first started with my family, the music we played was considered country music because, you know, it was my mom and dad and grandpa, aunts, uncles, cousins, and friends had a TV show, a radio show, and that music that we played, there weren't any lines that segregated bluegrass or country. You know, Aunt Catherine would sing Kitty Wells. Dad would sing Jimmy Martin, Grandpa Bill Monroe. You know, you had Kitty Wells and Bill Monroe, and it was all considered country music. So years ahead, as a teenager, people would say, your voice is so country, you should be in country music. And then I got the chance to go to Nashville, make my two country music, mainstream country albums with James Stroud, and I was managed by Jack McFadden. And they said right away, they said, can you get the bluegrass out of your voice? So I was very conflicted, you know, and my country, I'm not sure. They said I was sounding country, and they're saying, can I ask me to get the bluegrass out of my voice? So it wasn't until now, flash years even ahead, and I put together my first bluegrass band, and we opened shows for George Jones.
Right.
And when we came off stage, people, they right away, there was a mob scene. They bought every CD we had as a bluegrass band, but they said, we love your country music. And I determined right then, it's like, it's the perception of the listener. It's whatever you think it is, because my voice is the same, whether it's with a banjo or a steel guitar. So this CD has been a long time coming in order to make that illustration that, you know, here I am with a bluegrass band, here I am with a country band, yet the songs are the same and the voice is the same, no matter what.
I'm a singer. In fact, I was nominated for a couple Grammy Awards in the beginning of the 70s, and I work now with a 15-piece orchestra and three backup singers. And I go through this mess all the time. Why don't you sing this? Why don't you sing that? Why don't you do this? Why don't you do that?
Oh, everybody, what is it?
Everybody.
What are you, huh?
Yeah. Well, I do, you know, pop standards, anything from Elvis to Bobby Darin, all this stuff, right? 50s rock and roll. But here's the thing that gets me, all right? When I was a disc jockey back in the 60s and early 70s, those radio stations played everything. We played everything from the Singing Nun to the Rolling Stones. That was the bit. Now, all of a sudden, in the last 15 to 18 years, there's this definitive format for everybody. You know, if you have one eye, your ear's cut off, and you limp, that's one format. You know what I'm saying?
So you totally get this.
I totally get this, because let me tell you, there's such a fine line between bluegrass, country, and even rock and roll, okay? So
yes,
why
right.
everybody is putting you against all this pressure is crazy, because, you know, Bill Anderson still was a top 40 hit in the late 60s.
Right.
You're going through a lot of turmoil in your mind that you can just tell
yes.
all these people to hit the bricks, you know, just do what you do and they'll buy it.
Amen. And you know what? That's what I've determined, and it seems to be working.
Yeah, I mean, look at Zac Brown. I mean, what is that? Is that bluegrass or is that country? Or is it rock and roll or is it rockabilly? You know? I mean, when I read over all the stuff that you've done and all the people saying, do this, do that, do this, I couldn't help but think, tell them all to hit the bricks. Do what you do good and people will buy the records.
Amen. That's it.
That's the way I feel about it.
With the internet now, people can discover pretty much any type of music that they want.
A lot of people today think country artists, and this has been going on for 10, 15 years, are really doing rock and roll. And believe me, some of these country artists sound like rock. They don't sound like, you know, Flattin' Scruggs anymore.
Right, right.
So,
you know, just do your thing and be true to who you are, I think, and they will, the audience will find you.
Probably the best example of anyone out there would have been Elvis Presley. Because Elvis Presley,
country, you are so right.
Rock and roll. The only Grammy that he ever got was for a gospel album. Can you believe that? And
no.
And he went up down the silly movie songs that he did to Suspicious Minds to How Great Thou Art.
I love that analogy. That is perfect. You're so right.
You know, they tell me, why don't you do show tunes? Because I don't like show tunes. However, if I do a song in the show that's a show tune, it works. So, you know, you don't have to do everything.
There you go. And we don't have to analyze it.
No, you don't analyze it. Just sit back and enjoy it. The family band you had was, what, Sally Mountain Show?
It's the Sally Mountain Show, yes. It wasn't the Vincent family because it was, you know, mom and dad, grandpa, aunts, uncles, cousins, and friends.
How does it feel to be working with Willie Nelson on this?
I love that. That was, what a surprise.
Yeah.
That was one of the greatest. We were in Austin, and we were with Dallas Wayne, who was the programmer for the Sirius XM Willie's Roadhouse. And he was telling me, he said, Willie always says, play more Rhonda Vincent. And we had opened shows for him at the Ryman in 2009, but I had no idea. He was such a fan, and I said, do you think he would sing on my album? And he not only sings, but he also plays.
Oh man.
And you know, when you hear him, you know it's him singing.
Yeah.
The same with his guitar. The second he plays, yeah, but when he plays two notes, you say, that's Willie Nelson.
That's Willie Nelson.
You just know, he even plays the exact licks from On the Road Again, which my guys are saying they don't think he's played that on anything else since On the Road Again was released. So if that's true, that's pretty special.
Does he still use that beat-up guitar?
He does. He does. He did. That's right.
Well, it's worth $9 zillion, and he's got a guitar that looks like it comes from a garage sale or something.
But that's his sound. I don't know if he played anything else that would sound the same.
No, I don't think so either. I think you're right. There's a two-disc set, right?
And that's right.
Is it one disc bluegrass and one disc country?
There are six bluegrass songs on the bluegrass disc. There are six country songs on the country disc. And not doing the obvious, Willie and Daryl Singletary are on the bluegrass side. It would have been easy to put them on a country song.
You know what you should do the next time? When you re-release this, when this thing sells 9 billion records, okay, and you re-release it, and late at night they say the greatest hits of Rhonda Vincent, this is what you need to do, okay? You need to put bluegrass country, bluegrass country, bluegrass country, nobody know the difference.
Well, you know, I've heard people say that they've listened to them, you know, they mix them up in the player, and they're sonically, they do go together, so that's exciting, too. I just thought, you know, there's some people that might just want to listen to bluegrass, might want to listen to country, so we split them up.
Let me tell you, with your voice, it don't make any sense. You could do Aida.
Well, thank you.
After this COVID thing, are you going to be touring again?
You know, we tour 11 months out of the year. We only take off from Thanksgiving to Christmas, so we're on the road nonstop, pretty much. You know, come back in for a few days.
Well, you're going to be at the Andy Williams Theater in November and December for a Christmas show.
This is a little break. We're running down to Key West to Elkley. Enjoy some warm weather.
And, of course, it's Rhonda Vincent and The Rage. You're going to be in Orlando?
No, I think we're headed to Key West.
Well, if you're going through Orlando on the way to Key West, stop in and visit us, okay?
Okay, you know what? I'll see where my flight stops. I might just be there.
Yeah, actually, do that. I would love to do it. And, of course, the new project is called Only Me, and it's a reminder that Rhonda Vincent and The Rage are really good, whether it's bluegrass, whether it's country, or Aida, for that matter, okay?
That's right. You can go to RhondaVincent.com and you can find out all the places we're going to be. And on Facebook, I'm Rhonda Vincent Official. And we'll be in, you know what, we're going to be in Palatka, Florida.
Oh, that's not that far.
Around the 19th or 20th, that weekend. So.
Well, great. Well, let us know, and we'll come on over and see us, okay?
I will do that.
Okay.
Thank you.
I hope you don't mind my little constructive criticism, but it's only because I think you're good at everything.
I appreciate that. I love it. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks, Rhonda, and we'll look forward
to
seeing
you
soon.
Take care.
Come back anytime, dear, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Five-time Grammy nominee Rhonda Vincent and her group The Rage with a new project out called Only Me. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
On the world, you're listening to Ron Zedgy today. Boy, what a timely and important subject we're going to be talking about today. You know, with everything that's going on with this pandemic, in addition to that, we've got criminals out there that are taking advantage of the situation, which is terrible. And fraud is on a rise during the pandemic, with criminals targeting unemployment insurance benefits. That is just absolutely bizarre and disgusting. Joining us right now is the Senior Vice President and Regional Risk Officer for North America for Visa, Mike Lemberger. Hi, Mike. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Ron. How you doing? Great to be here.
Mike, this is, as I mentioned in the introduction, just absolutely the lowest you can go. What is actually the problem here with these fraud schemes, which, by the way, are not only taking away from the innocent individuals who are unemployed, but also from people who are employed?
Yeah, I think, you know, this one here, if you look at it in many ways, you know, maybe it's not surprising, but, you know, the pandemic obviously has had, you know, effects on everything and, you know, kind of across the country. country. It started off in particular in the beginning with, you know, fake sites selling masks and hand sanitizers, and I think fraudsters sort of take advantage of that, and then they quickly realized that when the government decided to infuse even more money on top of the unemployment with the rise of unemployment, there was a lot of actually money to be had out there, and they took to work right away, and they started to kind of jump on that, and to some degrees, they were using data and information they'd collected years ago, so it was nothing that like a consumer had done even that day that allowed them to kind of take advantage of them.
Do they take advantage of the numbers on the cards and everything to buy things? I know that middle of the summer, the unemployment insurance fraud schemes just really escalated. But do they also tap into the method of getting the unemployment directly from the state or the federal government, where that goes?
Yeah, that's where it starts. It starts with them certainly getting the money from the state. And what they've been using and doing is they take that money and they go ahead and put it into accounts. In some degrees, they'll put it into a prepaid or a debit account, which can be associated with a Visa card. And that's where they then start to see transactions and information across our network. And that's really where we get involved. We start to see different patterns in our models and algorithms start to pick up things that are anomalies. Some example areas or particular is, you know, a run on gift cards or cryptocurrency or moving money out of the country. Those things are really telltale signs that they want to move money quickly, and it's probably not as legitimate as the people who, as you pointed out, right, need this money that may be going to grocers or, you know, maybe paying certain bills that they have, you know, in this time where we're under economic stress.
So in the paperwork that you have to file to the state and the federal government to get this compensation for the legitimate people who need it, this is being stolen at that point?
Well, it can be stolen at multiple points. I think that to a certain degree, you've seen fraudsters come out with, hey, get your unemployment money really quickly, and, you know, we'll get it for you even quicker. And they go ahead and you kind of sign up and they get your information, and then they grab your money and they actually take it and put it into their accounts before they can get it into your accounts, and then you're left to kind of holding the bag on some of that stuff. In other areas, you haven't had a chance to actually apply for it yet, but fraudsters who have stolen information may have more information than you know about you. They go ahead and apply on your behalf.
Mm-hmm.
And once again,
right,
you, by the time you get there, you know, it's already been gone.
So much on the news about people who have been waiting for months and months and months for their compensation. Could this be the problem?
Oh, this is certainly one of them. I know, you know, state agencies have been working very, very hard to get them to people. And, yeah, this is actually it. I mean, I think obviously there was unprecedented volume that did cause some slowdown in the beginning, but, you know, underlying is this as well. I think any consumer who, you know, is waiting for too long, I encourage them to, you know, take some action and make sure that they're protecting themselves.
In addition to that, is there any other ways that the consumer can see that this is happening, even if it is a tad too late?
Well, I think, you know, in general, you know, I tell everybody, make sure that you're protecting your own data, your personal data and information. Certainly, as you think about email scams and different social media sites, be careful kind of what you're putting out there. Always make sure you're kind of checking with your financial institution. You know, financial institutions are a safer place, and obviously if you're using, you know, a Visa product, we have a zero liability policy on the stuff that we have. But, you know, stay diligent and stay on top of, you know, your own personal areas. The credit bureaus as well are kind of a good place to go to kind of check if there's any anomalies that you've seen in your credit score, and others can give you kind of a good sense of where you are.
Does Visa notify you if they see activity that may be abnormal from what you normally do, or is that just too big of a function?
Well, actually, Visa doesn't directly notify you. What we do is that we notify actually the financial institutions that we work with, because we have such a large, vast network and we see things and we're monitoring them every day, kind of 24/7. We'll notify your financial institution and you know, we ask them to take action, or we actually partner and work with them to take action. So you're not getting it directly from Visa, but you good to know that, you know, kind of Visa's watching and behind the scenes, always looking out for fraud and erroneous activities on the transactions.
What do you do when you find it? I mean, let's say, for example, you see your credit score going down, or you see that there is some activity that is not what you have performed or you have directed to be performed. How do you correct it, and can you correct it?
Yeah, mean, there are steps you can take. I mean, I think the first thing you should do is certainly make sure you're reporting this stuff. I think it is important, and, you know, the federal agencies are certainly taking this seriously. Identitytheft.gov is certainly a place to go to right away to kind of report that. You know, work with your financial institutions as well. They are really good at, you know, kind of helping. If you've worked with them in the past or you know, have a good relationship, they can help you. They can help you with the credit bureaus to make sure that you, you know, you can legitimize who you are and know that, you know, the activity was, you know, you were a victim within what happened.
After you have identified the problem and potentially even solved the problem, to prosecute or even fine the people perpetuating it?
Well, I mean, there certainly are. I mean, you know, obviously I don't have all the information on that. A lot of Visa's role in this is to put supply the data and the background information, you know, to the federal authorities. But we've been working with, you know, the FBI. We've been working with the Secret Service and others, and they have made a great headway in some of this. You know, certainly it's an area of great interest, and you know, there's a lot of money involved. So there have been some stuff, but Visa is not directly involved in those situations.
Unemployment fraud that's increased during the pandemic, taking advantage of those people who really need it, are these leeches, if you will, Mike. I hate to use that term, but that's what they are. They just prey on the fact that there are people out there that are suffering, and they're going to get in and get a piece of the action. Mike, I appreciate you joining us. If you have more information in the future, we'd love to have it. Where can we go for more information? I know you mentioned it earlier, but just to reestablish that location.
Yeah, let me go again. I mean, you know, Visa's put it up on visa.com/blog. You can go there. We've got lots of information, particularly around this unemployment fraud. If you Google Visa or visa.com/blog, it'll take it right there. We're here to help, and we're here to actually get the message out. I think that's the most important thing, because people kind of working on this, the better it's going to be for everybody.
Vice President and Regional Risk Officer for North America for Visa, Mike Lemberger. Mike, thanks for joining us. Very important that we get this word out.
All right, thank you, Ron. Have a great day.
That is frightening information. Good thing we've got people like Mike on the front lines. That's a really low crime, taking advantage of people who are unemployed. And there's more to come with Ron Saggi today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury. surgery, and it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well-known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $50. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
That's a wrap with Ron Sedgy today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours. And our guests include Nancy Grace, Bogie Latiner from All Girls Garage, the author of Crash Detectives, Christine Negroni, Dr. Kara McNulty, talking about September Suicide Awareness Month, also Akbar Bajabiamila, who of course is the host, along with Matt Eisman of American Ninja Warriors, Ed Myers from Ripley's Believe It or Not, country star Rhonda Vincent, and Mike Lemberger. We'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. Till then, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.